The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hey, Winter Haven, it's Anna here. For the next several weeks, you'll be hearing me doing the interviews instead of our lovely host, Bree, while she's out on maternity leave.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. As a family-owned community bank, the strong business model developed by our founders has remained solid for over 100 years to work with customers who live and operate within our market. Our employees work closely with customers to get to know each one by name. We support local organizations that provide important programs and services for the betterment of our community. In addition, our team also gives back to local nonprofits by volunteering thousands of hours each year to a variety of organizations. If you're looking for a bank with people who treat you like family, consider you and your financial needs the number one priority, and most of all, provide you stability and commitment for the long haul, then I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com to learn more. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, hello. Today we are joined by Keisha Pazinski, founder, creative director, and designer at Key Design and Media. We talk about her journey to Winter Haven, her experience as an entrepreneur in the digital marketing and video industry, and the upcoming projects she's most looking forward to. Stay tuned. Welcome to the podcast, Keisha.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. I'm so excited.
Me too. Thank you.
Good. Well, just to get started, tell us a little bit about yourself and Key Design and Media.
Okay. Well, I am a creative entrepreneur, I should say. Mm-hmm. I started Key Design and Media back in 2012.
Okay.
Primarily as a graphic design company. I had graduated college, ready to get out into the workforce, and then I kept hearing a bunch of no's, right? So I decided to freelance for a few years, and I said, you know what? I can do this thing myself. So I built up a clientele, started my business, and just started networking and designing any and everything I can get my hands on. So I have an extensive background in graphic design for print, social, digital, all things design. So that's how it started. And over the years, the business and the clientele grew. I was able to bring my husband on board as a videographer, and we have a small team, and we've implemented services outside of graphic design, such as video production and product photography. And we do a lot of work for businesses and brands who have consumer product goods.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's so fun that you work with your husband. Yeah. And I've seen you guys like in the zone, and yeah, you all make such a great team.
Thank you so much. It's definitely fun. He lets me just control the show. He shows up and he shoots, and we have a great working relationship. It's amazing.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yep. That's awesome. Yep. It's always nice when spouses can work together and work together well.
Yes.
In a way that you don't bring that home with you, for sure.
Right. I've heard some stories, and people always ask, how do you two work together? And I'm like, it's easy. Josh is really easy to deal with. It's no problem.
That's awesome. Yes. Now, Josh spent some time in Winter Haven before you all moved here, correct?
That is correct. Josh, he attended a middle school here. I forget the name of it, but he was here for 2 years in middle school.
Okay.
Because his grandparents vacationed in Winter Haven.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. And then he moved back to Illinois.
Okay.
And finished out high school and things of that nature. And then I met him when in college, mm-hmm, at the University of West Florida in Pensacola.
Okay.
So once we started our family, we will always come to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So this was our area that we really loved to spend a lot of time in. And then we went to Legoland and I was like, I really like this area.
Mm-hmm.
So when the thought came up to buy our first home, it was Winter Haven.
That's awesome.
Yep. So it was kind of cool that he kind of knew the area a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Although things had changed, obviously.
Oh, for sure.
But
for
it was, sure. It was nice to have that familiarity. Did I say that right? Well, he knew the area. How
yes,
about that?
Yes. The familiarity. Yep.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. But yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, where are you from originally?
I am from South Florida, Broward County, to be exact.
Okay.
Yeah, love it. Born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I spent away from Broward was when I was in Pensacola for college and then moving to Winter Haven.
That's awesome.
But I started my business there, doing local business expos and things of that nature, just networking, joined a local chamber. So that was cool.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we are so glad that you guys made your way to Winter Haven for
Thank
sure.
You. Yes.
And brought all of your services because you have 15 years of creative design experience.
Correct.
So what kind of sparked your interest in that field?
Well, I've always been a creative from a kid. Painting, drawing, History Channel, learning about art and different forms of mediums for art and communicating visually.
Mm-hmm.
So when I really became interested in graphic design probably in high school, I would design everything, posters, be on the yearbook team, things of that nature. And then I went to college and I really wanted to study communication behind it. So I majored in public relations in communication arts department. And I just wanted to create this agency type feel to where I would have a set of clients and we can provide design, photography, and video services to them to help them market their products or their business or, you know, whatever they were working on. So that was kind of like the drive for it. Just being a creative person, loving cameras, loving design, and just wanting to help people communicate through visual mediums.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Thank you.
What kind of brands do you typically like work with?
I've been working heavily in the beauty industry. So a lot of hair care brands that have their products in Target, Ulta Beauty, Walmart. I work very heavily with them doing product packaging, their digital design for social media. We do video production for them, shooting commercials, content for social media,
mm-hmm.
and their product photography. So we do a lot in hair care and beauty, lifestyle, and pretty much any type of business that has a product. Anything around the product, we can help you create visual assets to help market it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Ulta and Target and Walmart, those are some big places that we can see your work for sure.
Yes. All of my packaging work, I tell you, it's always so exciting when a client comes and they say, Keisha, we have a project that we're working on. We need to develop a look for this new collection we're coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the ingredients. Here's what we're thinking. Give us some mock-ups. That's always so exciting to be able to just provide a creative solution for that,
mm-hmm.
right? To give them the vision of what this will look like. So that's the first exciting part. And then the second exciting part is it's on shelves in the store. Like
yeah.
I can walk into Ulta Beauty and see two or three products that I actually designed the packaging or labeling for. It's the most beautiful feeling in the world.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And just recently too, I've had a few pieces show up at Disney parks. Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I had a 6-month contract with Disney Parks and Experiences,
mm-hmm.
working in their consumables. So I have a lot of packaging work that will be on shelves at the parks for 2024. And so far this year, I've only seen two pieces, but it's just the most beautiful feeling in the world as a designer, just to know I created that.
Especially when you say that you came to this area a lot to go to Disney.
Yep.
It's kind of like a full circle moment.
It is very full circle. And throughout my whole career, it's like, I just always knew I wanted to create stuff. Being a fan of Disney, I never thought I would work with them in that capacity.
Yeah.
So the fact that it happened it's mind blowing.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us any like idea of what we can find at Disney? Are you not allowed to share?
Well, I'm not allowed to share anything for 2024.
Okay.
But the things that are on shelf now, there's a cookie box that I designed for Minnie's Bake Shop.
Okay.
That's in the Goofy store at Disney Springs. And there's a cotton candy bag that I did for the D100 celebration. So that's out at pretty much all the parks. So
you had me at cotton candy. I'm a sucker for cotton candy. Yeah. It's so good. It's so unhealthy because it's so literally just sugar, but it really so good.
It is. Yep.
Okay. So I got to go to Disney to get that.
Yes.
For many reasons.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. That's such a big deal.
Thank you. I'm so excited about
yes.
that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you said that you started your business in South Florida, correct?
Correct.
So, and now obviously you've brought it to Winter Haven.
Right.
So what has that experience been like? How is it like doing business in Winter Haven?
Okay. So far it has been good. There have been some challenges. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been mostly because of the fact that when we moved to Winter Haven, I was looking for a creative space mm-hmm. to be able to bring some of my projects and create stuff. And I wasn't finding it. It was like, oh, you have to go to Orlando for a studio. Maybe even I think it was one in Lakeland or something of that sort. And I was like, well, I need a space like I can get to in and out every day. So I decided to get a space big enough, not only for me and my projects, but to with the aspirations of renting it out to other creatives. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, there has to be other creatives here that have those same needs. And that didn't really work out really well for me. So I think that part is being the challenge because I got this huge space to say, hey, guys, we're here. You can come be creative with us. Mm-hmm. Rent it out for your needs. And I haven't found many creatives here that needed that same type of space. It's been a challenge. So
for sure.
I decided to like downscale the studio aspect and just kind of focus on my services. So when I say it's been a challenge, it was one, locating the creatives for that part of the business. And then two is like, I think I confused everybody when I came in because it was like, so do you run a studio or do you do something else?
Mm-hmm.
And the primary thing of my business is we provide creative solutions mm-hmm. and services, not run a studio. So I think I just came in with so many ideas and, hey, I'm Keisha, this is KDM and this is Key Design. And it got really confusing. So that was challenging. But I have ran into some amazing creatives that are here, the few that I found.
Yeah.
So networking with them has been beautiful.
That's awesome.
And I am very grateful for the relationship that I have developed with everyone at the chamber. And I always say really amazing things about you all because you are on the four tipping part of Winter Haven. I think you are giving it that youthfulness and you are driving it forward. And I think with the continued work that you all are doing, I know that someone like a creative ball of energy like myself, the mm-hmm. next person that tries to do the studio or do something, I think they will be very successful because of the work that you're doing. So from that aspect, it's been great being in Winter Haven, being able to connect with mm-hmm. you all and stuff like that. And now I'm just, like I said, I'm peeling back the studio and I'm going to let Winter Haven get to know Josh and I based off our creative services versus trying to have something to support our creative community.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you for those kind words.
You're welcome.
I promise deserved. We didn't pay her to say that.
No.
No, but I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I feel like for businesses in general, there are always, you know, wins and challenges.
Yeah.
And it's all about how you adapt to them. And it sounds like you guys are adapting.
Oh, very much.
Very
so.
Well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, very much so.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank
what
you.
Are some other wins that you guys have been able to celebrate?
Oh my gosh. So the Disney thing was really great. And this year started off really, really strong for us, especially in the video aspect. We were in Miami doing commercials for some hair care brand clients. And so those were great wins to start off the year.
For sure.
Great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I've always had the opportunity too to kind of like hire other creatives. Like we'll bring in a photographer, we'll bring in makeup artists, we'll bring in hairstylists. And Josh and I, we love the opportunity to be able to collaborate and give back to other creatives and, you know, work together. So those are great wins for the year. We had like three major productions that we did that we're really proud of. And some of that work can be seen on Target.com, I believe, and Amazon for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah. So a lot of the creative things that we do, they end up in some amazing places. And this year too, one of the collections that I designed for a hair care brand ended up in Ulta, so and Target. So I was really excited. It's just been a lot. I don't talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm just, my head is always down just doing the work.
Yeah.
But sitting here talking with you about it, I'm like, well, I think I've had quite a few this year that I never really
realized.
You gotta
celebrate them.
I know. Yeah. I have to do better with that.
Now, how does that work? Mm-hmm. So you start creating the label and the packaging and everything like that. How does it then get into, how does that work?
Great question. So a lot of my clients, I've been working with them for a few years in beauty and based on referrals.
Okay.
I do one project. They say, oh my gosh, this designer is amazing. You should give her a try. And it's been working like that for years.
That's
never
awesome.
Never any major marketing or advertising I've done. So I'll start off doing a packaging project, and I'll just suggest to the client, do you have any photography for this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when they send their products to the stores, you know, a Target or a Walmart might require images of the product, right? So I sell them on that, and they're like, awesome. And I'm like, but wait, do you have video? And then we get the video projects. And then there's people that come to us for specific reasons. Some clients come mostly for design, mm-hmm. and then they learn about the other services. And then there are some people that know that we do amazing video, and they'll come to us for video. So it's just like this one big creative house. But we try to stay focused on those three major areas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't do website design and mm-hmm. stuff like that, but we're really focused on design, video, and photography based on a product. So
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yep.
And now, how does photography and video for, products and packaging mm-hmm. differ from, what we kind of think of when mm-hmm. you say photography, you're mm-hmm. taking pictures of people, or you're doing landscapes or whatever that is.
Well, for instance, just doing the design work, I would notice okay, this piece of work would be so amazing if it just had a very high resolution photo
mm-hmm.
that we can drop in, because photography is, a great ingredient when you're building a design.
For
you
sure.
know, it aids it. And then when it comes to the design, to how it differs it's the same formatting, your camera, your lighting, all of that stuff makes up a great photo. But for the products, we're focused on the product versus landscaping. You're looking at the trees, you're looking at, whatever it might be, buildings, people. But when you're doing photography based around the product, it's how do you get that product to look its best?
Mm-hmm.
How do you showcase the amazing design features of that product, or showcase the benefits of that product? And the same thing with video, you want to capture it in its best light, show its functionality and things of that nature. So those two tools really help sell a product, or at least it educates the consumers on what it's about, what it can do, how to use it, and things of that nature. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
For sure.
I hope that answers your question.
No, it does, because I know I'm a sucker for influencer marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Or just the mm-hmm. ads on mm-hmm. Instagram. If I see them enough, I'm like,
yeah,
fine. They got me there. They got me there. And a lot of it's video right now is huge.
Yeah. And it's interesting because when I started Key Design and Media, it was mostly graphic design because that's what I do.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure.
And I always knew that it would be bigger than design.
Mm-hmm.
I knew photography would be included because I love cameras. I didn't see the video wave until Instagram came about, and the video was it was a lot of talk about video.
Yeah.
And I was like, Josh, you do video. He would shoot music videos, right? Locally in Broward. And I'm like, there has to be a way that we can tie this in for the beauty clients that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to implement it. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And it all works together.
And it all works together. Yeah. A whole creative suite.
That's amazing.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. We really love what we do. We want to not only be creative, but solve those problems that clients have. They need something to help them market their stuff. We want to be able to help them do that and communicate visually with their target audience. So it mm-hmm. really makes us feel good when we're able to successfully do that for them.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, you've also have had work printed in publications like Allure and Cosmopolitan and Glossy. Are those for the same kind of products that are in the stores that you can find, or are those different projects?
It's a variation of both. So whenever I do design work for clients, like one could say, hey, I need a full page ad. We're going to run an ad in Allure.
Okay.
You know, either digitally. I don't know if they do print anymore, but I would design the ad and it would run. And I can flip the pages and, oh my gosh, I see the design that I did. Or it could be a photo that I took that is featured in there, whether the publication is doing a story on that brand or something of that sort, then it would be a creative piece that I've contributed to that so that they can market in those publications, which is really, that's another great feeling to see if you can open up a magazine or go to their website and you see the work that you've done for that client showcased and, you know, associated with those type of brands. It's amazing.
For sure. Uh-huh. For sure. And maybe not something that you originally, you know, thought of when you were creating all of the stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. I remember one day I was getting my hair done and I was under the hair dryer and just flipping through a magazine. I think that was the first time I was like, oh my gosh, I designed this. So it was pretty cool. And I believe it was like Hype Hair Magazine or something of that sort. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mahalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are four stores here in Polk County: Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. And we look forward to serving you and saving you more here in 2023. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our five-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied in 2022 and over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mahalik Auto Group. And we look forward to satisfying you soon too in all departments: new and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County, and the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida, that's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages and check out lowpaymentkings.com, where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll-free soon, and like us on all our social media. God bless you and your family, and I wish you everyone the best of luck in 2023.
Now, when did you decide to kind of focus more on the beauty industry? Is that how originally started, or is it just kind of something you fell into?
I fell into it, and when I fell hard, and I loved it. I was originally just designing for small businesses, mm-hmm. and pretty much anybody that said, hey, I need a business card, hey, I need this. And I happened to be introduced to a woman in Miami she was a wig maker.
Okay.
And she's really popular in Miami, and she needed marketing collateral. Mm-hmm. So I just started doing her social media graphics and some print ads and things of that nature. And I was like, I like this site much better.
Yeah.
And I started to run into other people in beauty and say, well, I've done this. And then they would give me opportunities. And it just kept building until I got to these larger brands who had distribution. Mm-hmm. Internationally.
Yeah.
So it scaled. But beauty wasn't on my radar until I actually got into it. I'm like, this is easier. I'm working with a lot more feminine, you know, things.
Yeah.
And because I was taking on some projects sometimes, it'd be for a nightclub and, you know, and I was kind of like, that's not really my lifestyle, you know? So once I fell into beauty, I fell in love with it. I mean, in all things beauty, not just hair care, which hair care seems to be the niche that I serve mostly.
Okay.
But there are opportunities where I've been able to do photography for cosmetic brands and stuff
Awesome.
As well. So it's all beauty and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I brought Josh with me. I was like, you're coming too. And he loves it too. He loves working in beauty.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yep.
And I hope too, while that we're here in Central Florida and with the, you know, with us living and working in Winter Haven, I hope that if there are any up and coming beauty brands, whether they have a hair tool mm-hmm. or a product or anything, personal care products that they want to, you know, take their marketing to the next level, that they'll consider Key Design and Media with Keisha and Josh as a go-to for their creative solutions for anything from design to video like we spoke about. So I hope that is something that we can offer to the, you know, ones that are up and coming, is, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. Now, if anyone is interested in mm-hmm. using your services, how can people find you?
Our website is amazing. I just redesigned it.
Ooh, okay.
Now, that's not a service that I offer, but I do it for myself. It's keydesignmedia.com.
Okay.
And on keydesignmedia.com, we have links to Facebook and Instagram, okay. which are our two main social media platforms.
Awesome. Yep. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Perfect.
Thank you.
Now, you have a family, correct?
That is correct.
I'd say correct, like we weren't just talking about your kids earlier. and you've moved them all to Winter Haven. Mm-hmm. How are they liking it here?
I think they like it. It took my daughter a little time to get adjusted mm-hmm. for the new school.
Yeah, for sure.
My son doesn't know a difference. He's just happy to be everywhere. He's a little younger, but my daughter, she's entering high school.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so she really, you know, she's plays softball. She's making good friends now. The first, like I say, the first year was a little, she's just like, why did you move me? But she loves it.
Good, yes, good, yes. good. And your son is starting kindergarten?
He is.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Oh my, yep. Interesting.
What do you all like to do in Winter Haven outside of your mm-hmm. your business?
Well, we love to walk downtown mm-hmm. and we love Lucille's, by the way.
That place is so good.
Yes, we are there every other Sunday or so for brunch. Mm-hmm. We love it. So we love to try the local restaurants together and walk around downtown Winter Haven. We love Legoland.
Yes.
We had passes last year. This year we didn't do passes, but we love the community feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's events for families for and sure. that is what we're focused on, you know, because sometimes the people forget about the kids. It's all about the adults and mm-hmm. adult entertainment. We like the fact that Winter Haven feels like community.
Yeah.
It feels like family. Like yeah. they care that you have a family. They understand that you have a family. Mm-hmm. So that is, you know, that's really important as well.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I know you guys have participated in the Community Fest a few times, which is yes. so fun.
Yes, that was fun. I was so excited about that. We got the booth design mm-hmm. and everything. But then that's when another thing I realized, I was like, people don't understand what we do. They were walking around, what is this? I was like, okay, yeah.
Well, listen, I had a high school teacher mm-hmm. Who always said, you don't try, you either do mm-hmm. and fail and do and succeed.
Yep.
So, and it's okay for either to happen.
Yep.
So.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fine. Like I said, we scale down and we have a smaller space. And the goal is to just focus on the yeah. services. Hey, we're creative and we provide these type of services if you need them. Even if you don't have a product, our video production
yeah, for sure.
can help serve business owners that offer services. So, mm-hmm. you know. That's a good thing to note.
And you guys are clearly, you know, successful with everything that you guys have been doing for the beauty industry. And
oh, yeah.
getting to go into Target or Walmart and Ulta and see things that you've designed there is crazy and insane and like wonderful.
Yeah. I'm such a humble creative. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, I just love doing it. And then when the exciting moments happen, I'll be excited, but I'm like, okay, I got to do better. On to the next thing.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yeah.
But we've been truly blessed with the opportunities that we have been given. And people sometimes ask me, like, how do you get all this work? And the only answer I can tell them is that I do good work, right? Yeah. And by good work, I don't only mean the creative side of it, but mm-hmm. you know, I'm true to my word, you know, I'm very reliable, you know, and I treat the clients like they're gold.
Yeah.
And that works, you know, networking also helps.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been very blessed to be referred among great business people, even some celebrities, and
wow.
You know, so it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, your work ethic and trustworthiness, mm-hmm. I'm sure has definitely contributed to a lot of that success.
Yep.
Is there anything else that, you know, thinks contributes to yourself or your success?
Well, the team.
Yeah.
My husband, Josh, is a big part.
Yeah.
In Key Design and Media. He came on officially in like 2019.
Okay.
But he's been rooting me on since the day I thought of the idea. That is a great contributor when you have a partner, you have family that truly supports your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
My family, from my sisters to my parents, have always been very supportive. Me having such a great foundation or people behind me contributes to my success daily. And then even the team members that we've hired for projects, they make things better, you know? So I'm truly blessed.
That's
you know?
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is nice to have a support system that you can lean on and the good times, the bad times, the medium times.
I know. Yeah. The nervous times.
The nervous times.
Yeah.
The, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into time?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, the last question that I have is that we read and found that you guys have worked with the Grammy Award winning artist, Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
How was that? Can you tell us about that?
I can. That was amazing. Definitely a career highlight. Definitely didn't see it coming. I was just doing the work like I normally am, and I had got a voicemail one day from a lady who owned a CBD pharmaceuticals company in Broward. And she left me a voicemail. She said, I'm looking for someone for packaging. Can you give me a call back? And I was so like overwhelmed with work. I almost didn't call her back. And I said, no, Keisha, you always return the phone call, you know, regardless.
Yeah.
So I called her back and she wanted to have a meeting. She said, listen, I have a client out in LA. She didn't tell me who it was at first. And she was like, we're pitching different products to him that are CBD based.
Okay.
Skincare. And then I think they were going to, the backup was like a vape line or something of that sort. But they came to me because I worked in beauty and I did design for packaging. So she was really impressed with my work. And I, how did you find me? She was like, oh, I just did a Google search and you were local. Yeah. And she was like, I compared your work to others and you just have it. And I said, okay. So, I designed mock-ups with a fake name. They gave me like a creative brief, right?
Okay.
I guess they didn't really know what they were going to call it. And they were keeping it hush hush that they had partnered with him. So I did these mock-ups or whatever. And she's like, this is great. She said, okay, I'm going to tell you who it is. She was like, it's Nelly. And I was like, Nelly, who I think it is, Nelly?
Like Nelly. Yeah.
And she's like, yes. And I'm like, oh my gosh. She was like, you're going to have to fly to LA to meet him. And I don't like flying. So I was so nervous, but I was like, I'm going.
Yeah.
And, so Josh went with me, but I'm kind of like shortening a little bit. So once she told me it was Nelly and then we did the confidentiality agreement, all that type of stuff. Then I was able to kind of make some adjustments to the design and present it to him and stuff like that. So when we got to LA, super nervous. He was so cool. He was so humble. Not what you might think from someone of that type of
caliber, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actor, entertainer.
Yeah.
Rapper, like. Everything.
Like does all the things and is good at all of the things.
All of the things, yes. So I will never forget the look on his face when he opened the booklet. I printed out a whole presentation and he was blown away. He was like, this is so dope. They eventually moved away from the skincare and did the vape line, but they still gave me the opportunity to design the packaging for that or the labeling.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very exciting. He posted the work. I was able to help guide their design, their web designer on how the website should look.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh had the opportunity to do some promo videos that featured the vape. and Nelly reposted it and everything. And it was just like, oh my gosh. But
this is wild.
Because we grew up listening to him like really heavily. Never would have saw that coming. But very great guy, great businessman, very humble. And it's definitely a career highlight because I'll never forget the look on his face when he saw the work.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Does he still have that product line?
The product line is still there. I'm not sure how much of a focus it is because he has like three other ventures, I think, that are going on.
Of course he does.
and like one of the newest one, I believe, is like an alcoholic beverage that's being promoted very heavily. So sometimes it's like that.
Yeah.
It'll come out. It'll be the focal point. Then it'll be in the back burner. But there was a lady, an influencer, and actress that he was dating at the time. He introduced me to her.
Okay.
And I still get to do packaging work for her products. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I did something just as recently as about 2 months ago. So the connection's still going.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things is like you get the opportunity to meet someone, you do amazing work, they refer you,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps going.
And they keep coming back to you for
yep.
sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's yep. awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yep, so great experience. Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
That and Disney are like, yeah.
Like, I can retire feeling on top of the world.
Yep.
Not that we want you to retire. We really don't want you to do that.
With the kids, I have to keep going a little bit longer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep.
I actually do have one more question.
Okay.
How many clients do you guys work with at a time?
Wow. Okay. So with design being a very heavy workload,
mm-hmm.
I try not to take on more than 3 retainers
okay.
at a time.
Okay.
Because the retainers are consistent work on a daily basis.
For sure.
So you have to kind of switch gears to deal with each client. Video projects, we take those on as they come. So we might have 6 video clients for the year that might give us large scale productions that might take 1 or 2 days to film.
Okay.
So no more than 3 design clients per month.
Okay.
And then video as it comes.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then the product photography, that just kind of sometimes that aids in a campaign.
Yeah.
You know, or it might be a part of one of those video productions because we'll utilize the day by mm-hmm. doing photo and video for the client. So I would say it would be somewhere in that realm, but it gets kind of busy sometimes, but I have a great team. I have Josh handling everything video.
Okay.
So he films, directs, and he edits. And then I have a new member. His name is Lex. He's an amazing local photographer.
Awesome.
He's
okay.
in the Davenport area, and he does now the photography on set for us.
Awesome.
So he's a part of the team. And then I have an assistant designer named Emmy that backs me up.
Awesome.
On the design. So I'll do the designs. If the client comes back with revisions, she'll jump in and help me out while I'm working on other things. So we've developed a good little system. So
we
can handle a lot of things, but we try not to take on too much so we can give each client the best.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does your day-to-day kind of look like?
Oh, my.
Might be a loaded question.
In the summers. But when the kids are in school, you know, I get them off. And I love working in the morning. I am at my best in the morning.
Okay.
So I'll log on as soon as I get them dropped off. There were like many years that I would just get up at like 4 a.m. and get ahead of the work, get the kids up, you know.
Mad respect for that.
Yeah. But as I get older, it's been after I get the kids up and get them off. And so I'll get on the computer 8:30, 9 o'clock. I work all up until it's time to pick them up at 2 or 3.
Okay.
Bring them home, hop back on the computer for a few hours.
So, okay.
I mean, I work
8, 10,
sometimes 12 hours a day doing work and Designing emails. All of that, but on a day-to-day, I'll be designing for a client. Just whenever their little request sheet, I just go down the list.
Okay.
Doing the designs, and then I move on to whoever's next in the queue, you know, and manage the different projects. But it's an interesting day, but I love it.
Yeah.
Even when I'm not working on a project, my family, they kind of pick on me. They're like, we never know when you're not working because you're always on a computer.
Yeah.
And I just love it. So
just embrace it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just embrace
yes.
it. Well, that's awesome. Yep. I can tell that you're very passionate about it, which
I am. Yep.
always it makes the days go by faster and mm-hmm. makes the work more fun when you're passionate about the thing that you're doing.
Right. Yeah, of course. And, you know, you get a few little challenges, you know, but yeah. for the most part, it's very, very fulfilling.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, can you remind us of your website again?
Sure. The website is keydesignmedia.com.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, I definitely encourage everyone listening to check the website out, mm-hmm. see if you can spot anything at Target or Ulta yeah. or Walmart. Go to Disney now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh, that's so exciting.
It is. It is. Thank you so much for yes. having me here.
Well, thank you for being here. Yeah. We appreciate it. And we're just so glad that you guys are here. And
thank you.
And are building a family here and yes. life here
yeah.
and a business here.
Yes.
So we're over the moon.
Oh, we are too. Thank you so much.
Well, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 7 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Paul Williams. I'm a physician with Advent Health. I treat patients with a variety of breast disorders and offer screening services for those without breast problems. At Advent Health Medical Group Mammography at Davenport, patient care is our top priority. That's why our office now offers a new mammography experience using 3D Genius mammography exam and the Brevera breast biopsy system. They offer earlier detection and a faster, less invasive process to complete mammograms and breast biopsies. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 863-421-7276.
Thank you again to Keisha Pazinski with Key Design and Media for joining us on today's episode.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.